UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says, does James pee in front of his wife?
No. No. That I find that whole... That's gross.
And James Strebel.
Does he pee in front of Emily?
No. No, I've never met Emily.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, Vince, that's a great job by you. That's funny.
Very well done.
It lightens the mood in a show that we've tried to make funny through it all. We need to play more sound. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Mitchell Hannigan. Mitch is back at the Papa John Studios. We are hanging out with you. Reminder, I was going to tell you that Andy Beshear's press conference was coming up here at 4 o'clock, but it does not look like right now that he has a press conference at 4 o'clock. Mayor Greg Fisher does, and so we have made the decision here to pivot to that. So we're going to do that here on 680 and 105.7 and 93.9 The Ville. Poor Mitch is back there trying to figure that. I'm trying to answer questions while I'm on the air. I'll give a take on something real quick.
Yeah, this is like
give me a take.
This is like when there are away games that we don't have someone to go to get sound. We have to search for sound, so we have to look at John Clay's page and
his
Lexington Herald leader page to try to find good, clear sound of Tyler Perry.
John Clay and his iPad.
Yes, usually that's the reliable source, but so Mitch is trying to look for Greg Fisher here.
Yes, well, Mitch, can you tell me if he is there, if he's up yet or not? Because I obviously have no eyes and ears on this at all.
So we're taking Fisher, not Beshear, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, we need to get Mitch immediately in on these text messages because I'm in a chain right now.
Oh.
And Mitch is not involved.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, that would be very helpful.
There we go.
There is a stream for Fisher. He is not.
He's not up there as of yet. You know what? We're going to go to Mayor Fisher here because this is the story of the day, the happenings in the city of Louisville, not only today but this weekend and any sort of update that we'll get that. Just quickly, you know one thing that I've never done, and let me see if you guys do this or not as we wait for Fisher, is this. Have you guys went back in your, like on your iPhone or even your peasant Android can do it, and assigned a picture to your contact?
Yes.
Okay, so for instance, my picture for you, Strebel, hang on just a second. My picture for you when we send pictures of IG models back and forth.
Yes.
It's a picture of you in your school get-up doing the L's down.
Oh, nice. I like
okay?
it. Yes.
So if you were to call me or whatever it may be, there we go. Now, I don't have Mitch's yet. I don't know what to use for Mitch. But for Patty Ice, I have Patty Ice. Do you remember this, Mitch, when Patty Ice did the 2 a.m. in Nashville IG Live, do you remember that? And he was blasted out of his mind. And then the one of Ennis is Ennis's leg up on the table while he's overlooking Cardinal Stadium doing a pregame show.
Oh, nice. Yeah, the perfect Ennis, yes.
You like that, don't you?
I do like that,
but
yes.
I need one for Mitch. I don't have a couple pictures of Mitch. That's a problem.
That's what Mitch is very secretive, whereas,
he is.
I'm putting pictures of myself on social media across all platforms all the time. Mitch doesn't have a lot out there. He's got the one with his scarf on, his soccer scarf. Then he's got the nice family photo where he's all in white, and they, you know, they got the mom, the sister, mom,
if you're,
boyfriend.
If you're a part of my buddy's group, me group, there would be some good. They provide some good ones for you. That's why I'm trying to figure out if I want like a mixtape picture to post to put out there.
We need one. Yeah, we can have Red Ridge Tailgate do it.
But I don't know. If I have like an appropriate one that I want put out on Twitter every Friday at 6 p.m. of the mixtape.
Don't be scared. Put your picture out there.
For like Cooper, for instance, I have Cooper's face. It's just his face when he's at that restaurant with Patino.
Oh yeah,
and he's in that vest, and Patino has no idea who the hell he is.
Who's
right?
this little, this short guy right beside me? Yeah. Who is this? He's not a player. Hey, you should replace him with that one of his of quarantine Cooper. Where he had that really patchy beard going. His hair was all crazy. That was a good one too. Right before he started going back to Gerstle's.
Diener now is responding our text message. Diener now has your phone number. So there we go.
I have
added you to that group text. Good luck and go to hell on that one, Mitch. I mean, yeah. now you're going to be – all right, Fisher's up. I know. We're going to go to Greg Fisher right now. All right, so let's go out live to Mayor Greg Fisher here on ESPN 680.
And I say that because the passions that are boiling over in our street are not a result of something that has just happened in the last month. These passions are the results of generations of mistreatment, inequity, structural racism that has led us to this point, exacerbated by an unequal balance of power between African-American communities and law enforcement. All of that has to change. We have to create a better America going forward together. It has to be more than lip service. It has to mean real action with real results. So everybody, please reach out to each other in love and compassion. That's what we need now more than ever to get through a moment like this. And that also has got to be more than words. We may not understand each other. We certainly have not walked in each other's shoes. But we have to share a common heart as we get through this challenge as a city and as a country. Some city will rise above the challenge and lead the way. I know that can be our city. And I know it's going to be tough, but I know that we can do it. A few specific announcements. We're extending the curfew through June 8th, Monday morning. Purpose of that curfew is just to keep peace in the city, safety for people, so people can be at home, off the streets, and for the people that are out, we ask, when you're finished with peaceful protesting before the curfew, please go home. That's a major contribution to making your city safe and making sure that the elements that do not want to do well for our city can be dealt with in a more significant way. All the people that were out after the curfew are not those folks, okay? But you can help us by going home when the curfew is there. That's one way you can say you're a proud Louisvillian. Secondly, we need the resources that KSP and the National Guard are providing. The Guard is in a support service. I understand that there's sensitivities to the geography, specifically West Louisville, that these forces are present in. There's discussion underway about all of that right now, so more to come on that later. Next, we had a horrible tragedy last night at 26th and Broadway. We lost a wonderful citizen named David McAtee. David was a friend to many, well-known barbecue man that nurtured so many people in their bellies and in their hearts before, and for him to be caught up in this and for him not to be with us today is a tragedy that is just hard to put into words. His mom, I talked to on the phone today. I went down to 26th and Broadway and hugged with her and prayed with her and her family. And all I could do is express the deepness of sorrow that I have and my commitment to get to the truth again and make sure whatever next steps that are taken, they are the right steps for her and her family. So our heart and prayers go out to David and his family during this very, very difficult time. And again, I'm extraordinarily, extraordinarily sorry. There's investigations underway right now, and the details of that investigation will be shared here in a moment. As I learned about some of the details of what happened last night, I learned that the body cameras of the officers present were not activated. This type of institutional failure will not be tolerated. Accordingly, I have relieved Steve Conrad of his duties as Chief of Louisville Metro Police Department. Deputy Chief Rob Schroeder is now the active chief and the chief of Louisville Metro Police Department and will provide more details on this case. Chief Schroeder.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us on this call. First, I'd like to say that LMPD is deeply saddened by the death of Mr. McAtee. Over the years, he's been a good friend to the police officers of LMPD, frequently making sure our officers had a good meal on their shifts and becoming a good friend to many of those same officers. At this point in the investigation into last night's events, we do not know who shot him. We do not know if it was related to a separate incident, if it was due to the shots fired by our officers and the National Guardsmen and soldiers that accompanied them. We are working diligently to determine what happened. The community has a lot of questions, and we share those same questions. Second, I want to quickly address the fact that there was no body camera footage of this incident. The two officers that fired their weapons violated our policy by either not wearing nor not activating their cameras. That is completely unacceptable, and there is no excuse for their clear failure to violate our policy. We will review the entire incident to determine if there are any other policy violations that occurred, but I assure you, we will follow up, and there will be discipline for failing to utilize our cameras. Though we don't have body camera footage that captures the shooting from the vantage point of the officers, we do have video from our real-time crime center cameras that shows how the incident unfolded. It is taken from a distance, but it gives an overview of the scene and clearly shows the officers reacting to gunfire. We are releasing that now. Additionally, we are going to take a step we do not normally do in our investigations. Normally, we only release the body camera video. In this instance, we are going to release the radio transmissions of the scene to give the public a better view of what transpired during the incident. While video would certainly be better, I believe this audio provides a valuable context of what happened this morning. We clearly hear the community this week. We know that there are many trust issues we need to address. We have tried to further our transparency of our department over the last few years, and I hope you will see we are continuing to work to meet your expectations while making sure our investigations are solid. In this case, the Kentucky State Police will also be doing an independent oversight investigation alongside us. This will help to ensure we are getting a thorough and complete investigation that this community can trust. The National Guard will also be conducting its own review of the incident as it relates to its members and what transpired during this incident. Now to give you what information I can about this morning's incident. After several hours of dispersing crowds and addressing vandalism and looting throughout the downtown area, protest response units made up of LMPD officers and National Guard soldiers were directed by incident commanders to go to 26th and Broadway to disperse a large crowd gathering at Dino's Food Mart. Dino's is a location known for large gatherings and has been the location of several violent and criminal incidents. Commanders wanted to try to clear the location to comply with the curfew order in effect and get more people off the street to help avoid additional looting and other crimes. At about 12:15 a.m., several dozen LMPD officers and National Guard soldiers arrived on the scene. They exited their vehicles to begin walking through and clearing the lot. At some point, shots were fired. Two LMPD officers and two National Guard soldiers returned fire. The two LMPD officers, Katie Cruz and Austin Allen, are both members of LMPD's 2nd Division. Cruz joined the department in February of 2018. Allen joined in February of 2016. Both have been placed on administrative leave pending this investigation. Our public integrity unit just recently cleared the scene and is continuing to gather evidence. Kentucky State Police investigators have already joined the process. We will now play video and audio that we have available.
All right, back here on ESPN 680-1057. Okay, they're showing video right now that does not have audio, or at least does not have audio that is loud enough right now for us to hear. So after this video, and I'm not exactly sure what else they're going to be showing on this press conference, that we will come back live. We will go back out live. Strebel, let me go ahead and turn you on again. The news coming down, Mayor Greg Fisher, June 8th, the curfew is going to be extended until then. And then as of the shooting last night of Mr. David McAtee, right? That's how you say his name. McAtee, excuse me. Obviously, none of the officers there had their cameras on, their body cams on. So the debate now will obviously rage on. Chief Conrad has been relieved of his duties as well. So some obvious news coming out this afternoon. But the body cam footage not being out is breaking news. And right now, if you're on Twitter, it is going to be the thing that people will be talking about. Mitch, you're back there watching. Where are they now in the proceedings? Are they still showing the video? All right, so there you go. Do you have any just initial reactions? I mean, we didn't know if we should be playing this or not. I mean, just out of our element when it comes to news talk, it's like, do we play this? Do we play this? I don't get the emails at Greg Fisher. Dieter's like, hey, we should probably play Fisher. Me and Adams are like, yeah. We probably should with what is going on right now. By the way, I'm not sure anyone on the television side is playing it. So we're kind of vamping here. It's The Take. I'm Andy Sweeney. He's James Strebel. It's ESPN 680-1057. We said earlier, much like the coronavirus, this is the story.
Yeah.
And so we have moved on to sports in other ways since the virus for about 10 weeks or so has been going here, and we've been quarantined. But you cannot get away from the story around the city. As you can feel the pressure, quite frankly, you can feel it festering in many different places in the city, and now on Broadway and 26th Street is what the quite frankly maybe the nation is going to be watching again tonight. So we're just vamping here when they get back. And I have to apologize. I should have penned his name here. I don't even know who the interim.
I'm gonna have
to go back through Robert Schroeder, I believe. So there you go. They are going to be releasing video from obviously cameras that the city has on all the light poles or whatever it may be. They're going to be releasing that. I would imagine that's what people are watching right now, and they're going to be releasing the audio. The mic'd audio there of the calls back to the station. So obviously, we are going to go back out there. Mitch, where are we at? We still watching the videos? There's still no sound coming through?
Yeah, still no. They're still showing the video. I mean, it's very hard to tell what's going on. But, yeah, they're still showing the video. Once we have returned audio, I'll give you a heads up.
Yeah, just the finally, you hear the name Conrad, because I think one of the main criticisms throughout these days since Thursday is the apparent lack of leadership from Mayor Fisher, and obviously of former police commissioner or police chief Conrad. And I think a lot of people have been calling for somebody to get fired or someone to step down. And I think that was a move that Mayor Fisher had to make, because there were multiple people like, where is the chief? Where's Conrad? You hadn't heard anything from him. Didn't hear anything from Fisher until, I believe, late Friday night, about 1 a.m., and today's probably the most visible he's been throughout this entire situation.
I have seen, and even guys from our radio station, Mark Blankenbaker and Mark Ennis, and many other people, by the way, people that I respect their opinions, even though I don't know how much they follow politics, were about Mayor Greg Fisher. He needs to go as well. I don't have I don't know if I have that same opinion or not. Having 3-4 press conferences a day is quite a bit. I don't know what else people demanded, but if people feel that way, I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
But I know there's a group of people. I would love to hear that reason why. I just don't know enough, quite frankly. And I've been following the other things other than when Mayor Fisher has spoke. So we're just waiting on him. Listen, we're paid around here to have excuses. excuses. Goodness. Well, no, I'm not Lachlan McClain. opinions, I should say. Excuses. Goodness. My mind is fried. I have to be 100% honest on many different ways. You were telling me you were nervous about what you were going to say on the radio today.
I was. I had been thinking about it all day long since I woke up this morning.
I've been thinking about it since like Friday, Saturday, and it still wasn't good enough.
I agree.
I mean, I was listening. You know, Nick Wright had a good piece on it. Bomani Jones had a good piece on it. Many other people have spoke so eloquently about the subject. People that have obviously experienced things. I will say, help me here, and Mitch, cut in at any time here. The body cameras not being activated, obviously it is wrong, and it is now turned into a story of you got to be kidding me.
Yes.
And obviously all of the negative and the anger and the distrust and all of that reaction is going to be there. Not having those on seems like the most calculated thing that may have happened there last night.
Yeah.
In other words, if there's a group of people, okay, that are sitting there partying, yes, after curfew, okay, and all of these officers are sent there, mm-hmm. and the camera footage is not available, okay, I mean, that's like me doing a radio show by looking at the newspaper and saying, damn, what are we going to be talking about?
Right.
Okay, it's not using the technology and all of the information available. Mm-hmm. It's like me having a take on Chris Mack and not looking at anything else.
The latest story.
Right, just the latest story.
Yeah.
And that's it's the bare minimum that you do that those are on.
Yeah.
It is, and it doesn't sound like there's any excuse making other than it was done wrong. It was done improperly. That's what I mean. There was no. We had a malfunction. There was no excuse making.
It wasn't on.
It wasn't on. It's wrong. And yada yada. So,
yeah.
Mitch, where are we with this? Because what's 93.9 doing? Are they covering it? Is there any sound of this?
No, Ennis is doing exactly what you guys.
Okay,
are
he's doing the exact.
They're showing
same
the
thing.
They're showing the video from a second viewpoint now. I mean, what?
So you're watching it. What are you?
Yeah,
can you? Okay, so what are you seeing? I guess is. I mean, I would imagine it's probably difficult to see.
Yes,
those, right.
It's very difficult. Yeah, it's very difficult to see what's going on. The thing that point that first like stuck out to me is the street is very busy. Like there's like multiple cars out there, and then you see it kind of you see the shooting start taking place, and then like the, I would say 10 to 12 cops start rushing towards a specific corner of where they're showing the video, and then you can't really see anything after that. But 10 to 12 cops out there, not a single one, their body cameras was on.
Yeah, so obviously this is now, I mean, you can ignore so many things until it is in your backyard. And for the people of Louisville, it is in your backyard. That's just the way that it is. And it is sad, and obviously the changes of Chief Conrad being gone, and the sad news coming out here. So they are showing that video. We'll get the audio. I would imagine all this is going to be released. So if you are on any sort of social media of any kind, Twitter or Facebook, or know anybody that is, that is going to be available. Yep. They did say they were going to be able to do that. 437-9680. I'm just skimming Twitter right now. I mean, Diener's right. The TV stations, I can't believe that they're not taking this right now.
I mean,
this is number one story. I mean, this is a story of the year right here.
Yes, absolutely. And
of years. I mean, you are seeing an unrest, and I don't know what's going to become of it.
Well,
I think WDRB might be taking it.
One of the things that is just most frustrating is one of the safeguards that were implemented for situations just like this. I mean, body cams did not become mandatory for officers to wear outside of just a few years ago, right? I mean, when other instances like this happened, they said, okay, we'll put body cams on our police officers to protect the citizens and protect ourselves.
Yeah.
And it wasn't utilized.
What
they don't. Yeah. They didn't have it on. I mean, how frustrating is how do they think people are going to take that, Andy? I mean, they're going to take that as they didn't turn them on purpose. That's what people are going to think. That's what immediately people, because of the distrust that's there, they're going to pivot right to they didn't turn it on purpose because of they didn't want people to see. Okay.
All right, so Strieble, you should have given a take on UK football right there. That would have been funnier. Let's go back out live to Mayor Fisher here on ESPN 680 1057.
Hey, the thing blacked out on me.
Guess we're not quite ready. What exactly was being said there?
I thought they were playing the audio.
Mitch is having a bad day. Mitch, how bad producing wise has today been for you?
Scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah, what's going on right now?
It looks like they're.
You want to do a Murray minute right now?
Let's do it.
They're about to play the audio of the call. That's what they're trying to get ready right now.
I don't think we can probably take that.
I'm sure there's.
Do we want to play it?
All right.
We're going to have to dump. I think we're going to have to dump it. I mean, it has graphic language.
All right. Let's play it and then dump it. Go ahead, Mitch. Play it and dump it.
Shots fired, Northwest side.
Shots fired, radio. Shots fired, at Dino's.
Shots fired.
Shots fired.
Okay, shots fired.
Shots fired, south.
Shots fired, south.
I need armor, Dino's.
We need armor, Dino's.
Armor's in route. All right, we took fire from the small building just to the east of Dino's across 26th Street. Small gray building. We have people barricaded inside that building.
We got people barricading the small gray building. It's going to be just east of Dino's. Are all our guys good?
Can't confirm that right now, radio. It appears that way. We don't know if we have suspects down inside. There was an exchange of gunfire.
10-4 car 5, you good?
677 South 26th Street is where at least one shooter is.
677 South 26 is where one shooter is.
Hey, guys, by the south side of the building, you need to move back.
South side, pull back.
One suspect just exited the building. He's running northbound on 26. We are not chasing.
10-4, one suspect exited northbound. I need a description.
Description, we're there.
Black male, white shirt, black shorts, black pants, white shoes.
Coming back through, he's unarmed. He's coming back through, just get him down, give him command.
White male, white t-shirt, blue jeans, heading east through the alley.
Give me some going fast on alley, it's 427.
White male, white shirt, blue jeans, east through the alley.
They got him here.
I need somebody north 27th.
Hey, watch that front door. Get back, get cover, watch that front door.
4-5, I'm okay on all that. Do not have any more units from the detail that way. They have dozens of officers down there. Let them tell us what they need.
No more detail units, head that way.
Lauder, we're getting to armor. Bear's here.
All right. 1820, we got 1015 in the backyard of this building. I need all the officers up there near the building to back up. All right, we'll set up a perimeter, find cover.
Bears there, they need armor. All units back up, set up a perimeter, find cover.
SWAT 220.
Hunter, where do you want the armor?
SWAT 220 at Dino's, where you want us? Turn right on 26, give us some protection. Get between us and this building to your right.
South on 26.
South 26,
we're taking rounds down there.
Taking rounds, South 26.
We have at least two suspects inside. They're prone down on the floor, but they keep closing the door whenever it opens.
At least two suspects inside.
I need a SWAT unit. I need a SWAT unit, 26 and Broadway, to clear out this building. We got suspects coming out. Burns, head that way. We'll stay back here.
100 is almost on scene. Lauder, what building is it, man? We're
677 South 26. It's the gray and red building directly east of Vino's across the street.
Okay. Well, you got to make it to this traffic here.
National Guard vans and five tons. Y'all need to pull forward. You're blocking 26. They can't get to you.
Radio, obviously, we need med units down here. It's just staging for right now. We'll get them up. We'll get them up here when we can.
10-4, they're okay.
1371, we can get SWAT to this building just east of Dino's. We got four out right now. They said somebody's in there dying. We need help clearing.
I need SWAT east of Dino's.
SWAT, get up here. Hold what we have. Get SWAT right here at the corner. 26 and Broadway.
Everybody hold what you have. Let them go in and operate.
SWAT 220, where do you need us? We cannot get to 26.
I've got the bear here at 26 and Broadway.
We're good. We got perimeter set up there approaching now. Hey, guys, let SWAT go through, okay? Lower your weapons. Let SWAT pass through.
100, we're just east of 26 on Broadway. Which building?
They're on it, Joe. They're right here. They're going in right now.
10-4.
Joe, if you have Ricky, that'd be nice. We got two doors, one on the 26th Street side, one on Broadway side.
I do not, Burns.
Rick, I believe we have a vehicle pursuit of the shooting vehicle 26 in Broadway.
Two more.
R-100, have them watch south on 26. Is anybody covering south on 26, south of Broadway?
SWAT's at the door. Hold traffic. Hold air.
Break. SWAT guy's right at the door. Break for information.
Hold your traffic. Hold the air radio.
Can you go straight in towards the north side of the building, towards the two side of the building? There's a white door that the suspect just opened up and then closed.
Possible pursuits around 250 grand.
Radio, give us home. Give us tones.
Guys on the north side of the building, you need to get out of there. They're moving now.
Yeah, you're right. You're clear.
Radio, we need hands team. If you're an officer and you're at your car right now, we need a few med bags up here.
Has any med kits?
I got a tourniquet, a couple of them. Where do you need them?
Come to the Bear at 26 and Broadway.
Hey, we got some PJs here. We need you to bring them to the armor. Where's the guy shot?
Inside.
101. We have two inside the structure, one female and one suspect that possibly shot. We're working on getting them out now.
All right, everybody slow down. Where do we need medics?
We're going to need medics. Hey, 26 and Broadway, just north of 26. But hang on, we're still calling them out the house.
To the mayor.
X-ray 7380, PJs are on scene at the Bearcat, Thunderbird.
All right, all of our medics are on the west side of the armor. Push any casualties to the west side of the armor.
Good on it, Joe.
Where are the victims located?
SWAT 200, we got a meltdown inside 677, where we're searching right now. Appears to be 1080. Hey. We got one more suspect in here. We're still clearing the house.
Hey! R-100. I need a few officers at my location just south of 26 on Broadway to help with some prisoners.
101, be advised. We have one problem with 1080 in the front room.
Humbert Hogan.
Go ahead.
This guy has one coming up the stairwell.
Car 100, get me a police car to block south of Broadway and East Lawn, I believe that is. I need all traffic stopped on 26 south of Broadway and East Lawn, or whatever the first street is south of Broadway.
All right, back here, it's The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7. Andy Sweeney at the Papa John Studios here on ESPN Louisville. You're listening to dramatic police mic audio.
Distress call.
Yes, distress call from last night's shooting. They have decided to play that on the Mayor Fisher press conference. We go back out live right now on ESPN 680, 105.7.
Count on what was in there before, so nobody really knows what's left.
10-4. Have we got SWAT guys inside of it yet?
101, deploy a bang. Deploying a bang.
Deploying bang.
Do we have Ricky available on scene?
Negative.
Do we have any canine units?
Hey, give me a PJs and medics on me, just a couple of them.
Sanders, that's not an exterior door. Continue to hold, please.
K9, 29, 26, you're on the channel. EMS rolling 2-4 on Broadway.
They're going to stage there.
Air 20, have you seen on top of this roof? Is that clear?
CNC air to Air 20. Still need a small building gray across the street from Dino to the east on the 26th side.
Can't see the Humphrey. What do you need, Ricky?
Disregard him. I was going to see if y'all can put Ricky in instead of putting people in. Radio, you can cancel tones for 677 West Broadway, building secure. We have one 1080.
10-4, cancel tones, building secure. Can I send EMS up?
Watch 200 radio. We're still clearing this residence.
10-4, they're still clearing it.
Grounding burns.
We're holding on this back metal door. I think we're getting contact.
Deploying another bang.
Deploying another bang.
SWAT 306, right?
Go ahead.
Hold.
Can you advise where you want canine?
All right, you guys are good to work. You can pop it now.
Where do you need canine?
Here. Do I need him at the building?
We have the stairs holding up. For real. Go back to the stairs, though.
Hey, you're unreadable.
For real. Go back to the stairs up.
He needs to travel back the stairs up.
Just so you know, radio, we're still working at attic space.
We're here. Just let us know if there's somewhere they need us to look.
Okay. They did need somebody to check the roof a little bit ago.
Before it looks clear, we're watching the backside.
On 200 radio. We're going to call the house all clear. You can cancel the tones. We got one male, 1080 in here, a couple guns.
Okay, house clear. You got one 1080, a couple guns. I've got EMS stage if you all need them. I'll send them up when you're ready.
Call 500 radio. I need all available 5th Division marked units to start for the Carter at 28th Street. They need to have a shield.
All 5th Division marked cars, I need you to 28th Street with a shield.
I need at least 7 if we got them.
1103 500, I have my whole contingency here at 5th and Broadway. Do you need us to go?
Stand by.
72 radio. The described shooter, black male, white shirt, white shoes, that was snatched up. He is currently in the car of 124 Charlie at 26 and Elliott.
10-4.
105 radio.
105.
Are you sending ground control cars to 28 Broadway?
500 needs marked cars to 28 and Broadway with shields.
I need cars with shields for prisoners.
Mayor, cars with shields.
I'm okay
on. That's my error.
All right, it's ESPN Louisville, ESPN 680-1057. You're listening to dramatic audio here. The distress call, LMPD, and last night's shooting the left. David McAtee, obviously dead, and that's been the story today. Let's go back out live here on ESPN Louisville.
Car 500 is trying to organize several. We need about a dozen marked cars with shields to respond to this area. They need to approach from the west. So go west to 28th Street and then come back and stage in the Kroger lot. We have several people who are being detained and need to be separated. Do not approach from Broadway. The best way would be to come westbound Muhammad Ali and then loop back around. Going to go ahead and set up a staging area for everyone else who is coming in eastbound or in the 2400 block of Broadway. We're just going to take over the 2400 block of Broadway for everything else that's coming in here right now.
We will be releasing the personnel files of the officers involved at the end of this press conference via email. Now to Mayor Fisher.
Thank you, Chief. So we'll be taking our questions at the end after our next guest. I wanted to speak a little bit about the Breonna Taylor case as well. There's been many demands made by the different parts of the community as it relates to police reform. Many very good demands that have come to light because of the Breonna's tragedy. Those that we have been able to implement, we've done so already. Full lists are available and all that, so I won't go through that again. But I appreciate the input of the community for improvement there. As I said, much of this came out because of what happened in this case. But a real sticking point and point of tension remains, and that some folks in the community feel like the three officers involved should be relieved of their duty as well. That's why I've really emphasized the need for the facts to come out in this case. We've got to follow what the truth is. That's also why I asked for the FBI, the U.S. Attorney, and the Attorney General to review the case, so that when the facts do come out, people will say, okay, these were looked at by many different eyes. So we might have disagreements on any outcome, but we should all agree that we want the facts in this case. The facts are governed by state law, KRS 67C. So the mayor, whomever the mayor is, does not have the power just to say, okay, this should happen. The police officers have their rights protected by KRS 67C, and then the collective bargaining agreement with the police union in the city as well. And I realize many people say that's not moving fast enough. They want this thing to move swifter. But the purpose for this KRS and the bargaining contract with the union is to make sure that there's due process so that the facts get out. And that really guides what this whole action is. Charles Booker is with this, Representative Charles Booker. He's a member of the State House of Representatives here in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. He's an attorney. He represents a large part of the West End of Louisville. He's been a noted civilian leader for us before he went to the state, and he's now going to explain 67C from his perspective as an attorney and a member of the House of Representatives. So we appreciate Representative Booker being with us here today. Mr. Representative.
I want to say good afternoon to all of my family. Our community is hurting, and I want to acknowledge your hurt right now. And my voice is strained because I've been doing a lot of yelling and crying as well. And I want to first acknowledge Mr. McAtee and his family. This trauma never really seems to go away. And I am also thinking about Ms. Palmer, family, Breonna Taylor, whose life cannot be in vain, and us standing together and demanding justice, making changes for greater accountability, and then coming together for the structural change that we need to see is how we can honor her life, Mr. McAtee's life, my cousin's life, and so many of us that are dealing with trauma and pain from feeling invisible and feeling like justice doesn't apply to us. This is a very difficult moment, and I want to address what the mayor was speaking to, which is the reality that state legislation governs a lot of how we engage with our law enforcement, a lot of what we do, and I appreciate that transparency. I've made multiple statements, including today, saying that those law enforcement officers should be relieved of their jobs. I think you kick in someone's door as we elevate and evaluate the facts. What we do know is Breonna Taylor was in her home, in her sanctuary. Life was taken away. She didn't even know what hit her. Her partner got up to defend her. We know that much. You're supposed to be able to stand your ground in Kentucky. That should apply to everybody. And to lose your job when someone has died at your hands is a small price to pay. And I got to start by saying that. I am in the state legislature because of the very point that the mayor raised. 67C provides provisions where, if an investigation is underway, the officers involved cannot be fired. That is why we are calling to expedite the investigation process so that justice can be rendered immediately. And now, while I understand the dynamics of that decision and what is involved in following the processes, I also understand that when you come from the West End or a community like mine, whether it is in Louisville or across Kentucky, the process has always seemed to figure out a way to avoid hearing us and being accountable to us. So you have a right to be upset, and you have a right to continue to speak up and engage and not only come to Metro Hall, but to make sure that you are advocating and organizing and leading in Frankfurt as well. We need state level legislation to end no knock warrants as well. So our work isn't over. It's just getting started. And I have been speaking, and I'll share this. We have an opportunity here. We are definitely at an inflection point. We've been dealing with pain for a long time. We've been dealing with structural racism and inequity and poverty and the criminalization thereof for a long time. It didn't just start with Breonna, and that's why when Breonna was killed, part of us died as well. And if we don't come together, if we don't demand justice and accountability and humanity for all the people in our city, we will keep dealing with these situations. And very specifically to the protests, I've been a part of them every day. I was hit with tear gas as well. So was one of my colleagues, not doing anything wrong, praying out, standing together, calling for justice as we should. I've made it clear that when the community came out day one to express their pain, and we got to be clear, Breonna Taylor was murdered. She was killed a couple months ago. Let me be clear while the investigation is underway. She was killed a couple months ago. Then the pandemic hit. No one knew what happened. Everything sort of got lost in the biggest calamity in the history of our country. And now as we see the facts rolling out, we're rightfully pissed off. And now we need accountability. And the administration has responded quickly, but they also know that it's not quick enough. And there need to be a lot of apologies and apology after apology and response after response from here on out until we all feel like justice is consistently made available to everyone. We will not have to question anymore whether if someone is killed in their home, will there be any charges? Will there be any repercussions? We will know, no matter who it is, because we want everyone safe. In the protest, law enforcement engaged initially with an adversarial posture. There was a row with weapons in hand, ready. In many respects, the way a lot of folks in my community see it, to go to war with people. Now, I know there are so many good men and women, some in my family, serving law enforcement that want justice to be due for everyone, want to protect and serve everyone. And it was made very clear that property was going to be protected. People, not so much. And if we open our arms and our law enforcement engage us in earnest, instead of looking to be adversarial and militarized, we could work together. That's what we saw today. Today, at the corner of 26th and Broadway, a community, a diverse community of people that are fed up, called for justice, called for humanity, and the law enforcement on the other side of the street responded and put their weapons down and made it clear that they weren't there to hurt us, but that they were there to protect the scene and make sure that Mr. McAtee's body was properly cared for. When they put those weapons down and we locked arms and we sung together in that moment, that's the point that we can build on. That's the opportunity we have here, and I hope we seize it. So you have a right to be angry. You have every right to be angry. This is your city. And as much as there may be some folks that have come in town, I want to be clear on that too. A lot of people came in town to support, to uplift, and to stand in solidarity, and I want to honor them. And there are people in this city that are rightfully angry and may have used that anger to lash out. We got to understand why they did it. Not just condemn vandalism, but condemn why. Condemn the why and change the why, so the symptoms, the fruit of that problem will go away. And I'm committed to that work with you. Mayor, thank you for the opportunity.
Again, you're listening to ESPN 680-1057. We're going to go back out. Mayor Fisher's press conference continues live here on ESPN Louisville.
A couple of statutes, 15.520, as well as 67C. And a lot of this is made as well in conjunction with the collective bargaining agreement. They put provisions in place to make sure that if there is an incident that involves law enforcement, that there is a fair process. And I believe that if our history were not connected to this story, that makes sense. But considering our history and understanding the legacy of racism and inequity, this is a hard pill to swallow. And I commit to working with my colleagues at the state level to make immediate adjustments. And I'm asking all of you to help me do that. Help us do that. This is a moment where we know there needs to be more accountability. There's no question about that.
Thank you, Representative Booker. Part of what the representative spoke about can also be guided by our Police Civilian Review Board mission. We have a work group studying on what can be done so a national best practice can come here. Then we got to see what we can maximize under our local ordinances. And then as Representative Booker talked about, we have state law that we need to work for change as well. So all throughout this, while people are frustrated about what can be done, we have to focus on what we can do and what we can control ourselves right now while we continue to get through this very difficult situation. And I just want to echo what Representative Booker said, that we are asking people to trust a process that they don't trust. And the roots of that mistrust are in the history of our country. I think that's where, again, people need to have empathy for our African-American citizens when they say, well, just follow the process. Process hadn't worked out so well. So I'm hoping at this new time of heightened awareness in our community, in our country about these issues, we can address many of these issues. With that, we'll take, I'll ask Chief Schroeder to come up now and address many of these questions that we have from the media. Chief.
The first question, it's from Laura Ellis. It asks, how did LMPD and National Guard end up at 26 and Broadway last night? Did someone call for them to respond? They were dispatched up there to help disperse the crowd that was gathering at Dino's at 26 and Broadway. So they were dispatched via radio. Second question was, why was Mr. McAtee's body left in the street for so long? It was actually at the dwelling, but that was part of the investigation, part of the evidence. Our investigators and the Kentucky State Police investigators needed to gather to determine what happened. Next question is, how will peaceful protesters be treated ahead of the curfew? We respect people who lawfully come to protest, peacefully protest, air their grievances with the government, express their feelings in our community. We respect those protests. When situation changes, and we certainly know we have a number of people from outside of this community who have come in to encourage violence and other security measures, and that's when our officers will take action. When they see incidents or things that are causing a security or safety situation for either the officers or the public themselves is when they take action. I have another question. Did any of the officers activate their cameras? That is part of our ongoing investigation. As we receive that information, we will handle it appropriately and give discipline as appropriate to what the investigation. Question on how many people were arrested last night related to 26th and Broadway. We will release that after this press conference. What will you do to ensure police officers follow the policy that requires them to wear and activate their body cameras? I have directed a special order to be sent to all of our staff, reiterating the requirements for the wearing of a body camera and clarifying that law enforcement action as defined in our policy includes any interaction with the public during this current protest situation. So our officers will be expected to wear and activate their body cameras during that. That being said, please understand that we are in the process of fully upfitting our entire police department with body cameras, every sworn member. So some of those cameras are still on order. There will be some police officers who simply have not received their cameras yet because we have not received them from.
Thank you, Chief. There's quite a few camera questions up here also asking about Chief Conrad's status with the department, and is he on the payroll? The chief will receive any days earned that he had that he has not been paid for. He will have his pension as well that he's earned over his years, but he's relieved of duty as of today. There's some questions on here basically about, you know, how do you balance a compassionate city with the type of activity that's going on in Louisville? Everyone, I believe, in Louisville aspires to be a city where compassion is present. We are struggling with this situation in Louisville, Kentucky, while 50 other cities around the country are struggling in their own cities as well. The depth of the pain that people have and the call for compassion and the desire for compassion to come out can be very difficult. I've always said we are imperfect people on an imperfect journey, but the North Star has to be compassion. The North Star has to be respect for each other. All the work I've done around that, the city's done around that, that will only intensify. So I ask people when they're putting some type of marker out there to do that with the commitment from themselves and others to say, I'm going to be part of the solution. That's all we can ask for. I mean, we're a city's like a family. Go through low times, you go through high times. We're going through a low time right now in our family, whether it's Louisville or America. What's going to bring it out of us is people that say, okay, I'm going to do my part to do that. And compassion certainly is a big part of that, compassion for each other. Continue to call for empathy for our African-American community and hope others will follow along with that. Okay, it looks like we've solved, basically answered most all the questions here. So certainly the spirit of the questions together. So again, thank you for tuning in here, and just want to say this is an extraordinarily difficult time on everybody. I mean, I don't know what more you can say than that. There's no polished speech that needs to be given. It just needs to be a recognition that we're all hurting in our city, but it's the responsibility of those in power, whether it be me, our police department, elected officials on the council, the assembly, general assembly, to take that power we have and use it properly. And that's to lift everybody up, to address any injustice that is out there and do so in a quick and efficient manner. God bless our city.
All right, there's Mayor Greg Fisher. You heard his comments. Charles Booker was there as well. LMPD as well. The reaction is coming in fast and furious, and we can get to those here. You're listening to The Take. It's Andy Sweeney, James Strebel in an odd show, hanging out with Ramon, my dog, in the Mobile Papa John Studios, and Mitchell Hannigan producing today on this exhausting day here in the city of Louisville. And good God, we're going to get to all of it. Let's get a quick legal ID in, and then we'll react here on The Take on ESPN 680.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I pop up. He comes in front of me. That's an odd way to say it.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Let's take a break. We'll wrap up the show.
And James Strebel.
Yeah, he's a double-double ACC guy, and he's going to dunk on Malik Williams. There you go.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Text line. I'm not going to lie. I was just listening to... Should I read this? I thought Louisville football picked up an Asian recruit, T. Will Sun. Should I have not read that? Was that bad?
Ah, Mitch, you've done it again. Oh. Easily the worst day in Mitch's young career. He is an up-and-coming producer.
He is.
He's caught in the middle of breaking news. He texted us, I'm going to play the show open. We're screaming, no, don't play the show open. We'll just give hot takes. He doesn't listen, and here we are.
Yeah, I had to hear that amazing Lachlan McClain sound.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking about the podcast.
What are you thinking about? Who cares at this point? Mitch, this is it. This is the show. The podcast.
The podcast.
The podcast. podcast. I appreciate you giving a damn about the podcast.
Yes, absolutely.
But you don't have to know. It's going to be jumbled. It's going to be messy. Who knows if we should even put one up at this point. All right, so we are reacting with you, Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Mitchell Hannigan. It is The Take, and usually we are a sports show, but we have the reaction, and I got to give my man Double D a little bit of credit there. Drew Diener says, hey, what about playing Mayor Fisher? And I'm like, yeah, let's do that at 4 o'clock. And so you heard his comments right here, and I'm not sure every TV station, and I don't know who on the radio did it, but it's, I mean, this is the biggest story. Unrest and the protesting and then all of the different tentacles that are with it are obviously things that we've been talking about on this show. And you went about an hour there, did Mayor Fisher, and we are going to react. If you want to get in, you can call 502-267-9680, 267-9680, the UPS Jobs text line. There's so many right now, and some of them are bad. I knew they would be, and sometimes it's, you know, sometimes, you know, joking around's funny, but that's a mess right now.
Yeah.
437-9680. Again, 502-437-9680 if you want to get in. So, Strebel, you guys, listen, this is you guys' show, too. So, I mean, please jump in at any point here. While Mayor Fisher was talking, obviously, Mr. David McAtee being shot last night down on Broadway in 26th has done nothing but to, quite frankly, revitalize and renew the disgust that is going on with the city. Now, I'm looking down. I think Diener just texted us. No, Nick Valvano did. Look at that. Governor Andy Beshear will have his press conference at 5:30 today.
Okay.
So we will be playing that at 5:30, Strebel. So you're feeling good for that. Look at you. Look at you.
The news day today.
Look at
you. I'm doing news radio.
Here is my initial reaction. The news coming out today, and Mitch, can you look up the name of the interim LMPD? Can you guys help me here?
Yeah.
While I do that, the chief of police, Steve Conrad, has been let go. A guy that was going to be retiring this month anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know how we can get into. I don't know what kind of favor you get if you're Mayor Fisher there. If we talk about it like sports, right?
Yeah.
And an AD gets rid of a coach that you know you're going to get rid of at the end of March anyway, and you get rid of him in February. Do you get some big pat on the back? I don't know.
Schroeder's the new,
okay,
new
I would imagine many people feel it had to be done. I will trust them who have been in the realm and not in the sandbox, the kiddie table like us in sports radio. But let me just say this real quick. And again, 267-9680, UPS Jobs text line 437-9680. It's A Take on ESPN Louisville. Is this the news coming out at about, what, 10 after 4, that there were no active body cameras last night is absolutely the worst possible. And I say that in this, it's the worst outcome you could get. In other words, Governor Beshear today goes on at about 11:40 or so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He ends his press conference at 12:30, 12:35. He has talked for at least an hour because we know when Governor Andy Beshear talks, he goes an hour.
Yes.
And the entire time, the entire basis of his entire discussion was we need to see what went on. Because let's be honest here for a second. If you're in the city of Louisville right now, and you love this city, and you live downtown, if you have a business downtown, whatever it may be, you see that we are sitting on, right now, a bad situation.
Yeah.
And some of the stuff, obviously, the racism has been going on for years. But it's never been where Louisville is going to be one of the faces of all of this. Not that it doesn't exist. We know that it does, but the face of this, and then on what, Thursday? Minneapolis, what was the face of it?
Yep.
And Louisville is becoming the face of it, and it is here now, and you don't have to like that. You can dislike that. You should dislike that. People should be better than what they are, but you are sitting, if you are paying attention at all, you understand that we are, that where we are right now is an explosive situation.
100%.
that today the reaction to get some sort of clarity after you've had Thursday night, after you've had Friday night, after you've had Saturday night, and then you get what happened Sunday night into Monday morning, and we have had the day today that has felt like it's a, is it powder keg? Is that what they call it?
It's a powder keg, yeah, absolutely.
That's a musty reference, and I apologize. Is powder keg a musty reference? Put it up at ESPN 680, because Mitch, it feels that way. By the way, Diener's texting us. Is there anything I need to know? Is there any breaking news now, Mitch, that you are very much in the know of what the VP is thinking?
Just Bashir at 5:30 is going to address the latest of what we just heard.
But today or tomorrow morning, whenever, was supposed to be about getting some clarity on this situation that happened Sunday morning that is going to continue to prove the point of what has happened all weekend long.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be, and by the way, Mitch, if my mic's popping, let me know. Just tell me. Just bust in at any point because I'm screaming. We're not talking about Olivier Saar. Strebel's crushing a Bush Light. It is what it is here.
Yes,
on this Monday
so.
On the take on ESPN 680 105.7. But through all of this, we were supposed to get some clarity here. Hey, here's what happened, okay? Governor Bashir did an hour press conference. Okay, he prepped for that press conference, did the press conference for about an hour to at least 12:30.
Yeah.
And the entire time he was talking about how we needed to see the footage. When did these dopes not know there wasn't footage?
Yeah.
When did they know? Last night, early this morning, that hey, when there is a protest in cities, including ours, okay, of police, unarmed black man, an unarmed black man is laying on the ground for over, by the way, 12 hours.
Yes.
And to not use the technology, okay, to
safe
not
guards.
Use the technology is like me doing a show without my iPad. It's like me doing a show without the Comrex or a microphone. It is Radio 101. It is Police Officing 101. I would imagine this is a sports jackass who is now fully engrossed into what's going on here. It is, my wife just wanders through in the most impassioned moment of my radio career. Where did you go,
history.
By the way? Where did you go? I just ran out for a minute. What's that? She's upset.
She's very upset.
She ran out for a minute. Who did you go meet?
Who are
was
you
it?
Seeing?
Is Rick Pitino in town? Did you meet Rick Pitino at the Sir Danos?
Sir Danos! Yes!
That's a reference, man. Yeah. I hope there's anyone that understands
what that
means.
Yes, yes. Sir Danos
right?
Is.
Like, it's like the thing that you like did not have, and I haven't seen the video. The video that they had of the streets. And obviously that is going to be, well, it's, you know what it is? It's like, Diener, if you're listening, who was it? It was Mandela. And none of you guys are going to know. Do you know is it Robert Mandela?
Nelson Mandela?
No, it's not Nelson Mandela. Robert Mandela is the horse trainer.
Oh.
Diener did an interview with him and Bob Baffert.
Oh, yes. There you go.
When everything broke, okay? When the audio, in fact, we may need to get that sound. We can make it fun with that sound.
Yes.
And all they had was video from like 10 feet away. Like there's evidence that it happened, right?
Yes.
But it's just not good evidence. That's what this is.
That's exactly
there's
what
evidence.
Is.
There's, you know, 20 feet in the air, whatever cameras. Okay. But it's not, that is not using the technology that is for you. And so the worst possible outcome on the back end of a weekend of unrest and then the shooting Sunday morning or Sunday night into Monday morning was to be told, especially when the governor of Kentucky, when the governor of Kentucky came out and said, let's see the footage. And then there's no footage.
Man.
And there's no clarity whether it's, and I hate saying it like this, whether it be they showed whatever side here, because people will take sides of the gentleman or the police, and there'll be sides. But you understand what I'm saying.
100%.
No matter what your preconceived thoughts were, your preconceived notions were, there was going to be something. So the you're not getting the facts. You wanted the facts, and you're not going to get the facts. Number two, that audio went on that we played for how long, Mitch? 12 minutes?
Oh, I'd say like 15.
15? Yeah, I thought like 15
minutes? And this is what I did not know. I thought it was a quick incident. I didn't know it was 15 minutes. I mean, we're 10 minutes in, and I go to Streetball. I go. They're like, you know, the police. And I'm not giving you that's right or wrong.
Right.
But I did not think the whole event was that long. Does that make sense?
So when you're talking
about something that's 15, 20 minutes, the other thing, and I don't know how much. Now former Steve Conrad, the police commissioner. I don't know anything about these things. I don't know if it matters that you fire him the same month that he was going to have to retire because of the last debacle. Mm-hmm. I mean, how it feels to me is, hey, I'm going to fire this coach, but I want to bring him back at some point to run the Final Four. Like, in the most important moments, right now this weekend, he's still in charge.
Yes.
So in the most important weekend, like in like one of the ones in the history of your city where there is
civil unrest
at the very highest level, okay?
Yeah.
Where the National Guard needs to be brought in, where there needs to be curfews, which, by the way, are going to June 8th, 9 o'clock in the city of Louisville.
Yep.
You put all that together, and even though it might be a figurehead, he's still got the name on it.
Yeah.
He's still the head coach.
And still didn't say a word.
The whole out of town, he brought that up. I believed coming from the weekend, one of the things I was going to bring up probably in this hour anyway, I was watching a lot on Friday night. On Friday night, it pivoted like early to, wow, these are all out of towners. Mm-hmm. And then the arrests come out, and it's like 34 arrests and 30 of them or whatever the number is. We're from here.
Do
I think there were people bust down from Indianapolis or whatever, maybe, or whatever? Sure, you can have that.
Yeah.
That I believe is, I am not going to buy that. I'm going to need, not that there was zero people, okay?
Right.
But the fact that everyone in Louisville was doing everything that was fine, abided by every single rule, and nobody would ever, you know, go raid or Eddie Merlot or
Eddie Merlot.
By the way, did you say Eddie Merlot?
It's a joke. Yes, I know it's Merlot, but people do pronounce them Merlots, and you have to back.
Well, no, they don't. The process did. Magic Mike.
Magic Mike, yes,
yeah.
Yes. He called
Magic
them Merlots.
Mike
yes,
did.
Yes. I've heard it a few times, but yeah, it is Eddie Merlot's, yes. But no, I mean, you're right on. I mean, you're talking about a fundamental safeguard for police officers and people that are involved in shootings with police officers, the body cam where you can look back and see the footage and say who was wrong in the situation, who shot first, was it justified? All these that's gone.
They
just didn't turn it on. I mean, just a failure. And as the mayor said, we're asking people right now to trust in a system that they distrust initially anyways, and then when you throw at them...
Vehemently distrust the system anyway, then
when you throw at them, oh yes, by the way, this system that we implemented for your safety was not utilized in one of the darkest hours in the history of your city... I just cannot vocalize the disappointment.
Richard Mandela.
I hear Mandela and I go straight
to
Nelson.
I said Robert Mandela.
Yes, you just said Robert. Hell, I said Nelson Mandela. At least your name started with an R.
Better than that.
Just the frustration and the disappointment now is just. And then what do you do? What now? What happens? I mean, do we have to brace for more?
Tonight? That is the question, and I would be shocked if the answer is not no. The curfew is going to be in for another week. Here in Louisville, and I started today's show, and it's a take on ESPN 680 105.7. Just angry and sad, and, you know, Cerebral and I are sitting here lost for words, and I have to be honest, I don't know what our move is if we do 3 hours of radio today, because Mayor Fisher just took an hour.
Right.
He took at least an hour. Bashir's coming up in 15 minutes, so we will have to take a break here, Mitch. You tell me, add up roughly if I should go to break at like 5:20, you know, 2 or something like that, because we do need to go to break. But the worst possible outcome is always, when there is a tragic killing like this, to not have any of the proper information, especially when the information was talked about earlier in the day. Let me give you an example. A great example is the Louisville basketball team. Mm-hmm. The Louisville basketball team, when Stephen Enoch and Jordan Warwick came back, Luke Murray and I think Vince Tyree. And, I mean,
both did, yeah.
Yeah, and multiple people and fans and media, and I understood it. Sure. We're like, hey, meet us in Atlanta. And we all run into Blankenbaker. They stamped their tickets and they got their hotel rooms. And I'm like, okay, so when the team was stumbling a little bit, it makes it more disappointing that – the expectation, and Kentucky basketball runs into this all the time, that the expectation so much that if the play isn't always great, there's going to be a lot of issues.
Yeah.
Right? And that was this. When Governor Beshear earlier in the day is saying, we need to see the footage, we need to see the footage. I mean, this guy did a telecom, and I don't believe that sometime between 12:30 that he ended today, Governor Beshear, and 4 o'clock when Mayor Fisher went on the air, that everyone found out that there was. I would be shocked if that's the case. I mean, you're talking about something that was more than 12 hours after the event. I do not buy that.
No,
I just don't buy that.
I don't either.
And so the worst possible outcome in something like this is not having information, and it is going to be magnified. And I don't the ramifications. You talk about distrust and you talk about the unrest. Mm. Maybe it cools down if something like this doesn't happen.
We
can move to the next step, and that is who can be the ones that can help out, and then we can have the sports discussion and bring in John Calipari and Chris Mack and others. But that is not going to be the case. That is not going to be the case.
No, you're exactly right. Things last night seemed to have been winding down. There were still protests, but they were peaceful. It didn't seem like there was a lot of the looting and vandalism going on that had been on Thursday and Friday night. It seemed like Saturday and Sunday, for the most part, went along the way it was supposed to go along. People, adhering to the curfew. And then this happens at midnight last night. The weekend's ending. You're hoping that there's more clarity on Monday. You hope Monday is when the healing process starts and the businesses are getting cleaned up and downtown's getting cleaned up. And then what happens? Another incident. And as we're talking about this locally, it's picking up now national news. I was on Twitter looking. CBS News
has
a story.
So.
NBC.
Louisville's now going to move to the forefront. Again,
it is.
11:40 to about 12:35 today. A press conference from Governor Andy Beshear saying we need to see the footage. We need to see the footage. We all need to see the footage so there is full transparency. Mm. By the way, a great move by Beshear. Also putting the pressure on Fisher at 4 o'clock. Fisher tells us there is no footage. Mitch, do we have that cut to play back for people that might be just joining the show here on this Monday?
The Fisher sound.
Yeah, well, just the Fisher when he was. That's the news.
That's the story.
No,
right
the
now.
Lock sound on Terrence on T. Will's son.
I didn't know if you meant Fisher or Beshear. I'm sorry.
Spectrum lock. We need Spectrum lock right about now.
1 o'clock. He had to be there. That's what he said.
That's what he said.
Oh yeah.
Can't fill in for Bob.
I mean, he's at Spectrum long hours, brother. He's got to press them for a deal, doesn't he? Should I tell Locke that? I'm like, listen, give me 1%.
Right.
Right?
I'll be your manager.
Let me be your manager. I mean, is Spectrum News taking advantage of Locke? I got to go back and find the poor news person that I put on the spot. And she was like, no, I love Spectrum News. I'm like, no. I felt bad for about a second.
Yeah.
Then I had 8 IPAs, and all my worries seemed to wash away.
Drifted away, yes.
Honey, do you want to get on the air? I'm asking my wife. Do you want to give takes on the air? You're mad. You're stomping around here. Nope, she's done.
She gave you the
speechless.
Look. Yeah.
She gave me the look.
Yeah.
Mitch, go ahead and play this sound real quick. Go ahead.
As I learned about some of the details about what happened last night, I learned that the body cameras of the officers present were not activated. This type of institutional failure will not be tolerated. Accordingly, I have relieved Steve Conrad of his duties as Chief of Louisville Metro Police Department. Deputy Chief Rob Schroeder is now the active chief and the Chief of Louisville Metro Police Department.
Hey, Mitch, would you play the very beginning? Because that might answer part of our question. Go ahead and play the very beginning if you don't mind.
As I learned about some of the details about what happened last night, I learned that the body cameras.
Okay, I was thinking he said, I learned last night. As he was learning about the details. Okay, I wanted to hear that again because we heard it the initial time and everything else.
Yeah, it's an important piece of the puzzle right now. It's like, when did they know that body cams are not activated? I mean, it's a pretty freaking important point, right?
by the way, am I being mean and snarky when I tweeted Big Easy? Fred Glass released a statement like a few... Like the last one. Like, hey, Fred.
Where you been?
Hey. I mean, everyone's like, well, it doesn't matter what these ADs and coaches say. Okay. But it's the stupid test.
Right.
You don't have to wait 2-3 days.
Before.
4 days of civil unrest. Okay. When you coach predominantly African-American players to release a statement.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be just a blurb. You can mean it.
Right.
It's okay. You can mean it. You can lead the way. It's fine.
It's fine. I mean, when these coaches.
I'm going at Big Easy right now. This is Fred Glass. By the way, Big Easy's in Bloomington today.
What's he doing in Bloomington?
I mean, you know what he's doing. Look at him. He's doing work.
Oh, he's milling. He's got the trucks out on the street. You know, he's got construction to do, by golly.
Oh, by golly. What are you? How old are you?
I'm getting older by the day. I met a friend of
by
Big Easy's,
golly.
By the way, this weekend. His name's Phil. Said he grew up with Easy. And
McCrotch?
They believe they went to Providence together.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
Yes.
Yeah, Providence.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Providence.
Again, no offense to Providence, but if you're going to go to a private school, you're going to go to one in Clarksville, Indiana. Well, you work in Dixie Highway.
I can't say too much. I'm in the south end of Louisville, so, you know.
Anything.
No.
Oh,
dear.
Mitch, we're fizzling. We will take a break in 3 minutes. Is there any sound that you want to play? I think I've expressed my thoughts. Governor Andy Beshear will have his press conference at 5:30. We will take that live on all stations.
Yeah.
And then if this continues, and I would imagine it will, there might be a chance we simulcast Diener Show. We shall see on that. Mitch, what sound do we have that you want to play that tickled you this afternoon?
I'm trying to think what we've already played the J.R. Smith sound. And Locke earlier, the being too political. Let's see.
Yeah, I mean, we've only played two sound bites today. There's got to be a couple things in the folder.
Yeah, we played Locke taking a swipe at UK today. Patty Ice had a haymaker today.
Oh,
let's start
Patty
there.
Ice.
Patty
yeah,
Ice?
Let's start with a Patty Ice haymaker today. By the way,
yeah,
wait, before you play it, Bob is off today. And what an uncomfortable show to throw Nick Valvano, Patty Ice, and Biggest Biscuit into.
I know.
Just an absolute, hey, go talk about race relations in America.
For 2.5 hours.
Have a good time, guys.
Yeah.
poor SOBs.
I know. I listened to some of it.
Just
they did a
swimming.
Good job.
You didn't do anything today. Go ahead. Play it again. Sorry to interrupt.
But, nope. Yeah, that weight game was literally while I was asleep last year. So.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my gosh, Dave.
Don't apologize. I laugh at it every time. That was during my nap.
I felt so terrible.
Why? I missed like three or like four of the best games of the year. It was in the middle of October.
Well, at least you got to watch them eventually. I don't even know what to say.
Dude,
I feel so bad.
Dude, don't. I wasn't trying to make you
feel
bad.
I should have known that and, like, oh, man.
Don't feel bad. I wasn't trying to make you feel bad.
I feel pretty terrible, Dave Skoll. But anyways, let's talk about something other than the Wake Forest football game.
Yeah.
Ooh. So people that don't know. Ooh. Ooh. So for people that don't know.
Yes.
Biggest Biscuit, our guy Dave Skoll, was
yes.
in a coma for a couple months. And
yes.
one of those games that he was sleeping, as he said, was during the Wake Forest game. I heard that, and I didn't catch it for a minute, but Patty Ice was like, oh, yeah, that, and you remember that play.
Yeah.
You remember that play. And I didn't catch it either to the first minute. I was thinking, then I went,
oh.
I went, uh-oh.
Yeah.
And then Dave's yeah.
like, well, actually, yeah. Pat, I don't remember those things.
Texas says, any thoughts on the Lance Armstrong documentary?
You know what? I have not watched it at all. I have
Texas
not seen
says,
anything.
Big Easy. You don't have to give. I'm just reading these. You don't have to give a dissertation.
Okay.
No. Texas, cigarettes must have been on sale in Bloomington today. Texas says, it's weird hearing Round Father talk logical and not about BBN everything.
Yeah. It's a different day.
437-9680. Texter says, National Guard does not have body cams in general. Okay, I was wondering that. Texter, Sweeney's wife is gutless.
That's not nice.
Just give a take on the cheerleaders. I think the ones that got thrown into the lake nude.
Yeah, the
No, if I'm going to anyone for those, I'm going to Locke.
Yes.
Play another piece of sound. Play anything that you have from Locke before we take a break.
The last thing in the world you want to hear is a privileged white dude talking about race relations.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, Future You gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future You goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.